Cater just called his own
number.
Are
you going rogue? I want to talk about the struts and British bands and you're over here.
We're not doing six minutes of a practice report. I mean, we're fine on the clock.
Yeah. It's called seeing something in the defense here. Call Mo number.
Huh? It's the open day for Tennessee.
Garantano did that against Alabama. How'd that work out?
5-5, the Volunteers.
He just went rogue.
Where are they heading bowling? Well, how about they get one more win first before we actually start talking about postseason bowling? Tennessee, Missouri, it's happening next Saturday. Until then, it's a little bit of a mental break. Eric Kane, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Third straight week, Tennessee football owns the SEC Defensive Player of the Year honor. Linebacker Daniel Betulli wrote in the award for the second time in the span. Of course, Bryce Thompson won it last week. Senior had 19 tackles for UT in the win at Lexington on Saturday. Jeremy Pruitt was asked post-game Saturday night what Daniel Betulli means to the team as far as his leadership, his play on the field. Listen to the high praise Jeremy Pruitt gave Daniel Betulli. This is Saturday night after the Kentucky win. Daniel Betulli, again, 19 tackles against Kentucky. He is the SEC Defensive Player of the Week.
All right, what does the clock or the calendar look like this week? Would it be in the bye week? Like, what are the availabilities? Is there a media availability so fans can hear from the coach? Or is everything kind of shut down during this off week?
Everything shut down until tomorrow. So there was no press conference on Monday, nothing today. Jeremy Pruitt will meet with the media at noon tomorrow. Practice will be open Wednesday and Thursday. And we'll meet with some players, I believe, tomorrow as well. So it's a little bit lighter in terms of, you know, obviously not a game, but in terms of media availability as well. But team is trying to get a little healthier. Darnell Wright and Jameer Johnson. Jameer Johnson played a little bit at Kentucky. Darnell Wright did not. Both were suited up. But those two guys need to get healthy over the off week. And, you know, Tennessee had six straight games. So this is a perfect time to rest and recover and try to finish out the remaining two games on the schedule.
Yeah, so also, we got the final We got the Missouri game. We kind of find out when it was going to be 7:30.
Yep.
It'll be, so that means no CBS game for Tennessee this year. It happened in 2014 as well.
Is this just, are we making something? I mean, nothing out of something. I mean,
I feel like it's literally something out of, I mean, Tennessee doesn't deserve to play on CBS this year, in my opinion. Well, am I wrong?
Well, here's the thing. It's become the Alabama network a little bit this year.
Yeah, you're right. If there was any game Tennessee should have been on, in my opinion. I understand why they didn't put Tennessee Bama as the 3:30 game because of other games.
Yeah, and then there's been Florida here or there, LSU here or there, but that's it. It's the Alabama network right now.
And I get that. Yeah, I don't know, especially with the way the season started. It's like, well, yeah, you're not going to get that.
And that's
game.
A lot of it. Like, and here's the thing. With Tennessee, you played trash at the beginning of the season. You play in the middle of the season, murderer's row, but you'd already lost to Georgia State and BYU. So, and then, I mean, I hate to say it, but the November schedule, man, ain't nobody trying outside of Columbia and East Tennessee trying to watch Missouri-Tennessee. Nobody's trying. Like, you're not trying to watch that if you're in Atlanta or if you're in Savannah or if you're in Jackson, Mississippi. And that's what they're trying to do is they're trying to market this to larger than just East Tennessee and Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, so that game will be at 7:30 on the SEC Network. Again, no CBS game for Tennessee football this year. Today's UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.